My name's Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey friends, I'm excited to be back with you today, and I want to talk to you about something called the prisoner's dilemma. So recently I've been hearing a lot more than in the past, a reluctance in our industry to help each other, to share contacts, to share strategies, to share ideas. I was looking in a Facebook group just, I guess, yesterday or the day before, and someone was sharing that they had started a new website in a specific niche, and it was going really well, and they were asking some questions. And the first comment that I saw was somebody saying, if you find a niche that's working well, don't share it. That's my bit of advice. And then I think I told you about, I'm speaking at a conference this fall, and I was actually the second person they approached about the particular topic, and they were telling me the first person they approached said, I don't want to help anybody get into blogging. We don't need any more bloggers. And that was so, so sad to me. So what I want to share with you is this mathematical model called game theory, specifically the prisoner's dilemma version of this experiment, and share with you how, even if you want to be self-serving and you don't want other people to beat you, if you will, then cooperation is still the very best way to go. So let's jump into this model and the three things that I would say I think I've always used to guide my decisions and I would encourage you to use in life, surely, but specifically in your business. So let me go back to explaining what it is. So the game theory is this mathematical model of cooperation that this company called the RAND Corporation studied back in the 50s, and it's still applicable today. And it measures strategic interactions between people. So let's say you've got two people and they have a decision to cooperate or not cooperate. So cooperation would be maybe, there's a million ways to cooperate, sharing ideas, having a collaboration, giving each other feedback, teaching somebody what you've learned as a blogger. All of those things are cooperation. And then obviously the opposite of that would be non-cooperation. So each person gets to decide whether they're going to cooperate or not. So usually out of the gate, both people cooperate. So we're going to call cooperation green. So both people pick green. And they get 6 points. Now in the next situation, if they both pick non-cooperation, both pick red, they only get 3 points. And if one person cooperates and one person doesn't cooperate, then the one who doesn't cooperate gets a point and the other person doesn't. So if you are both cooperating all the way through without issue, then you get the maximum number of points. And in these simulations, they were running them like 200 times, 2,000 times, 200,000 times. And there's all these different strategies people were taking. For example, one guy who was very peaceful-minded, he would always cooperate, always, without question. And what happened is some people would see that and they would cooperate with him, but then sometimes somebody would see, okay, they're just cooperating all the time, and they would turn to red, and then they would win because they were taking advantage of the person who was cooperating all the time. And then there was this thing called tit for tat, where people would cooperate, and then if the other person didn't cooperate, then they would go, ah, well, I'm not going to cooperate with you anymore, and then they would uncooperate. So all these different, again, different models, running tons of simulations, and looking to see what kind of strategies took or gained the most points for the people playing. Obviously, that's the biggest win, right? So everyone is struggling or looking for maximum gains, minimum losses. And here's kind of the rules of the game. There's an infinite number of opportunities for them to take action, which absolutely aligns with us in our business. We can make decisions however we want. We can choose to cooperate, choose to not cooperate, and we can choose to do that in a myriad of different ways. And then the other rule is that the actions have to happen simultaneously. And that's naturally what happens in our industry, right? You're working, they're working, everybody's working at the same time. So those are the rules. And I think those apply to many things in life, definitely our business. And here's what they found. Are you ready? Here are the strategies of multiple strategies, you know, runs of those strategies. They always led to these three things being the winning outcome. When you lead with trust, so begin with cooperation, and you're also forgiving. So if somebody wrongs you in some way, doesn't cooperate, then you allow them the opportunity to, let's say, make amends. But they aren't a pushover. So after someone has proven that they're going to take advantage of you, and that would be the second, maybe third time around, then you're done playing. You know, you're like, okay, I see you for who you are. I love that. So if we can think about leading with trust, and this is really with both other bloggers, but also in with our contract relationships, lead with trust, be forgiving, but don't be a pushover. If you can do those every single time, then the likelihood of you coming out on top is significant. And here's another thing I thought was amazing. They did huge samples of people where there was just a small, small group in an ocean of people willing to cooperate and an ocean of people who were not willing to cooperate. So you're the lone guy and everybody around you is trying to screw you over. Is it still worth following the three rules? Leading with trust, being forgiving, not being a pushover. And here's what they found, that in the small set of time, like in the small run, that's what I'm trying to get at, that there's a 50-50% chance that you're going to lose and you're going to win. But in the long run, always the people who were cooperating overcame all the people who were not cooperating, and the person and the community at large were ultimately the winners. So I like to think that we're playing for the long run, the long game, right? So even if you're a nice guy and you get, you know, screwed over, don't stop leading with trust, being forgiving, but not being a pushover. Because the chances are that in the long run, or not the chances are, I mean, this game models it for us. In the long run, you're going to come out on top and the community is going to come out on top. And I can't explain to you how good it is to see that things that feel right in are mathematically proven. And I think that what it proves really is that cooperation with others is actually the most self-serving action that you can take. But for me, when I feel wronged in some way, or I feel like somebody's not cooperating with me, it can be easy to get a little chip on my shoulder. And I have to go back and remember, okay, I'm going to win in the long run, as long as I'm not retaliatory, but I just continue leading with trust, being forgiving, and not being a pushover. And I think the sooner that we as an industry can get to cooperation, then the better. And I looked up what it might mean, don't be a pushover. Like, what does that mean? And there were a couple different studies that suggested that a pushover, if you see somebody being uncooperative, then you give them a second chance. And there was other studies that say you should even give them a third chance before you essentially push away from them. And that can be your personal decision. It's probably different based on who you're interacting with, right? If I'm with a stranger and they're uncooperative twice, I'm probably going to stop. If I see a friend being uncooperative twice, I'm going to go and say, like, what the hell's going on? And probably give them a third chance. But so that's what don't be a pushover means. You want to allow for that act of uncooperation at least once, maybe twice, and then then make a decision to move on. And I looked up, what are other ways that we can prevent ourselves from being a pushover and not having to get to that forgiving stage? Two things came up, both of which I'm really poor at, but I'm going to share them with you in hopes that you might want to work on these skills as I am. Number one is making sure that you put up boundaries so that you communicate what those boundaries are. For example, I'm willing to do this and I'm willing to do this, but I'm not willing to do this. And they can make that decision about whether to cooperate with you or not. And then the other one is being assertive. So it's not enough that you just have the boundaries. You have to actually share the boundaries and uphold the boundaries. And those are the two skills that we can all work on, I'm sure, to keep from being a pushover. So, you know, I believe, not to get woo-woo on you, but I believe in every aspect of life that loving kindness is really the energy that powers the universe. So this mathematical model comes as no surprise to me, but I really love how it's quantified. Let's start by trusting people. Let's give people a break, but let's make sure that we set boundaries and we're assertive and we don't continue to be walked on. And if we can put those into practice, then it's okay. In fact, it's good. It's good for us and it's good for the greater community to help each other, share our contacts, share our strategies, share our ideas, and help each other be better, make more money, and make a bigger impact. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.